Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 133, the three stanzas. Within thy temple, Lord, we think on mercies past. Let earth all praise accord, long as thy name shall last. And what follows, Psalter 133, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 50, the verses 14 through 21. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Genesis 50, the verses 14 through 21. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. And now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Kobe Slingelant, who is still in the Lethbridge Hospital, perhaps coming home today. Miranda Vandenberg, who has been admitted to the Calgary Hospital with an infection in her leg. And in Rostern, Mr. and Mrs. Tim and Brenda Vrieselaar, who may commemorate their 25th anniversary today. Let us ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, Almighty Lord God, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, and then it has pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy patient long suffering, then thou wast granted another Lord's Day. And then we and our children in the day of yesterday were permitted to begin the third month of this year, which has recently begun. Oh, what all preaches unto us that we fly away. And Lord, may it please thee to grant broken and humble hearts, under all thy mercies, wherein the we gone by, then thou wast spared, thou wast cared, thou wast provided, thou wast protected, and in the midst of all the trials of life, then we have received many a precious gift from heaven, and those gifts were received by poor sinners. Wilt thou also grant an impression thereof by the first time and by renewal? And then it behooves us to confess our many sins of this past week and of this morning hour, and also the sin of unbelief, such small thoughts of thee, where thou art such a great God, Lord. May it please thee to manifest thyself thus, and thou doest it, but we need eyes to see, and we need hearts to perceive, where thou showerest us and our children in a difference with so many people upon the face of the earth, with so many privileges and with so many blessings. But then we may also have thy precious word and the truth thereof. And then in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel of the holy sacrament of baptism administered. And then in a special way, then we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, whom for the first time in their married life, but also by renewal, has given them such a precious little gift, a little child. Ah, wilt thou also in this morning in thy house a grand profound impressions of thy goodness and of thy mercy, that there may be a little bewilderment, but also a deep impression of our sinnership. And then in this morning hour, then these parents may be privileged to present their little children unto thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, O Lord. And may it please thee to grant unto these parents that they may do, as we read in the scriptures, that there were those that have brought their little ones with a desire and with a request that thou would lay thy hands upon them and that thou would bless them, that it may please thee to grant unto these little children what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, O Lord. May it please thee to fulfill what the prophet of old has declared, I will pour out my blessing upon thy seed and upon thy offspring, and they shall grow up as the grass, they shall spring up as the grass, and as willows by the rivers of water. And may the prayers be multiplied, O Lord, than our first birth. That is such a wonder, and to that end the psalmist has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. But, O Lord, we need that second wonderful birth, and that is that regeneration that is worked by thy Spirit, and where thou wast promised in the Scriptures to work from generation to generation, then these fathers and mothers have been the means to bring this little one into being. May they also be the means used for their second birth, because thou worketh by word and by spirit, and wilt thou bind the solemnity of the oath upon all their hearts, O Lord. Thou knowest how they have come up to thy house. May there have been a week of preparation also in that respect, and that they have asked great things of thee, because we all need the same thing. It is a solemn thought for one to go lost. What a solemn thought it is for whole families, for many. But, Lord, thou art still gathering thy church. We commend unto thee brothers and sisters. May it also make a profound impression upon their hearts in this morning hour, and may they be given to examine their hearts whether they have received by thy free and sovereign grace the things signified in the sacrament of holy baptism. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their increased blessing and responsibility. We remember all the families who are expecting a child. Wilt thou graciously watch over mother and the unborn, and that in due time they may be gladdened by thy divine deeds. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones. There are those also that have brought a child to the cemetery. Wilt thou uphold them also in this morning hour? We commend unto thee the elderly ones. The widow in the hospital, thou hast given much improvement, and perhaps she may return to Bethesda in this day. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul, and do remember all the sick and afflicted ones. Ah, Lord, the handicapped daughter. Then she was privileged to return home from the hospital with some encouragement, with some improvement, but now return to another hospital. Ah, may the means be blessed, may the prayers be multiplied, may it be for the saving of souls. Wilt thou uphold the parents? Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? The circumstances are known unto thee. We commend unto thee the branch with the leaders. Wilt thou grant thy help in this day, and that thy word may be richly blessed to the hearts of young and old? And we commend unto thee a husband and wife, father and mother, who on this day may commemorate a special milestone, where thou wast spared them for 25 years on life's journey in holy matrimony. Grant a humble and a broken heart. Remember together with the whole family circle. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy help, for thy blessing, and for thy presence, that it may be experienced that the Lord was in our midst. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help in the administration of word and sacrament. Lord, may it be for the conversion of sinners and for the edification of thy children. May the sacrament of holy baptism, may it be used in this hour for the strengthening of their most holy faith. Ah, to be given to look higher and further than the water, to be given to look upon that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Wilt thou remove everything that could be a hindrance? Bind the devil, give a little rest in thy house, and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect and life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so were they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and bless them, Mark 10. As since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all misery, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized? Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation? Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation, Father Jacob Beyer, Mother Beyer, of Father Harvey the Cook, Mother the Cook, Father Henry the Cook, Mother the Cook, Father Jeremy Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father Peter Hengsmengel, Mother Hengsmengel, Father William Niels, Mother Niels, Father Tristan Van Garderen, and Mother Van Garderen. Mothers, you may sit down. Parents, then in this morning hour, then you have special reasons to be humbled under the goodness and the mercies of the Lord, where in the time that lies behind, by the first time in your married life and by renewal, that the Lord has given unto you such a precious little gift, a little child. And I hope there have been times that you have sprinkled your little one with your tears, with profound impressions of his goodness and of his mercy. And then in this morning hour, then special more reasons to be humbled under his goodness, where you may come up to God's house. And oh, parents, I hope there may have been a little preparation, and that you as fathers and mothers together, that you have begged of the Lord that his special presence may be experienced in this day, when you may be privileged to present your little child unto the Lord, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the Lord's thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. That you have begged the Lord, that the Lord may do for your little one what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of his dear son. Oh, parents, that first birth, that is such a wonderful matter. The psalmist has sung thereof in Psalm 139. But one birth is too short. We and our children also need to experience that second birth, to become new creatures in Christ Jesus, that grace which is so richly portrayed in the sacrament of holy baptism. And now, parents, the water tells us that we and our children are unclean. Has that ever become your guilt, that you have said, Lord, I am so unclean, an unclean father and mother, and now I have brought an unclean child upon the earth? But, ah, Lord, with thee there is grace, and that may now be declared in this morning hour, in the sacrament, where the water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins. And then in this morning hour, then the sacrament declares not only the possibility, but the sureness thereof, where the Lord shall remember his covenant, and that he has promised to work from generation to generation. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied. But now, fathers and mothers, the Lord uses means. He gathers his church by word and by spirit, and we cannot convert them. That is the work of a triune God. But the Lord uses means, and he has given the command that our children they must be instructed in the things of the Lord, and to that end, then fathers and mothers also need to be instructed, and then accompanied with unceasing prayer that the Lord may grant us help, that in all simplicity we may explain the things of the Lord. Oh, tell our children who the Lord is with all his adorable attributes, and that the service of the Lord is such a good service, and of course, an example. Because when we speak and not an example, then can have the opposite effect. That our children may be given to see that father and mother, that they have profound respect for God's holy word, and that by their example they may show what a place that God's word has in their life, and then also with the administration of holy baptism with their children, then fathers and mothers, then what a fitting and what a proper time should always be. But also with the sacrament of holy baptism, when we may behold the water and see the water sprinkled upon the foreheads of our little children, then should it not be the profound question whether there is a beginning of grace in our life, whether by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, we have learned to cry after the Lord, to hunger and thirst after that righteousness, to learn that we cannot wash ourselves, but then it is necessary to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. The Lord remember you as fathers and mothers with your children. Fathers, you may also sit down. And then for brothers and sisters, also a very special hour when you may see your baby brother, your baby sister, receive the sacrament of baptism administered. And then what a fitting time to also think about your baptism. When you were little, the water was sprinkled upon your foreheads, the sign and the seal of the covenant. You became a God-bearer, a bearer of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then to consider whether we have received the thing signified, whether we have made that good choice to choose God for our God, His Word our guide, Spirit our teacher, God's people our companions, holiness our life, and with the prayer that at the end to receive a place in those heavenly mansions. And then, of course, brothers and sisters, then also to be a help to your father and mother, because little children, they look up to older brothers and sisters, and what an asset and what a blessing they can be for father and mother when they walk in the ways of the Scriptures. Grandparents and great-grandparents, a special morning when you may witness the sacrament administered to your seed, an increased blessing, an increased responsibility. Then what a privilege it is when there may be praying grandparents and great-grandparents that their seed may be bound upon the hearts, that the prayers may be multiplied, that the Lord may remember His covenant. And then congregation, when by renewal the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered, then we do well to examine ourselves, fathers and mothers, You have heard by renewal what you have promised. Now then, our failings are many. But how is it now in our heart? We have heard it to do our utmost. Can that be seen in our lives? Can that be seen by the congregation? Can that be seen by our children? That it is our desire that our children may be given to walk in the ways of the Lord, to be converted, as the Lord has converted all his people, to be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, then with a baptized forehead, are we then a testimony in the congregation and a testimony in our community that we have become a God-bearer, that we may be under the truth? Does that truth still make impression? Oh, it is a privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant of grace of Balaam. He had an impression thereof. He was given to prophesy in Numbers 24, verse 5. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Then he was given to see. What a privilege and what a blessing to dwell in one of those tents, even at the uttermost end of the camp. But then at Balaam is also prophesied in Numbers 23, verse 9, that Israel shall dwell alone. That is the strength of the church. No, we must go through this world, and we must be in our community, but we must be a separated people, that it is seen that we have a baptized forehead. And now in this morning hour, then, where it is the first Passion Week, where the church of a former age had thought it was fitting to set 7 weeks apart to in a special way meditate upon the suffering and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that his church may be saved, then on this first Lord's Day, then the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered, where it is so richly portrayed, the wonderful things of free and sovereign grace, wherein that sacrament, the threefold office, may be portrayed, where he is king, that it may still take place in this morning hour, in his prophetical office to instruct, and then the water that points to his priestly office. And may it please the Lord, oh, young and old, how have we now come up in this morning hour? Is there room for the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we, by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, learned that we have violated all the adorable attributes of a triune God? What chief sinners we have been, oh, young and old. May I ask you, have you sincerely attempted to wash yourself with the desire that you would become clean in the presence of that just God, and then to learn, a sinner still, yea, to learn that we are the chiefest of sinners? Ah, may it then be used in this morning by the application of the Holy Spirit for poor and needy sinners, that by that true saving faith to be given to look upon that water, oh, that it points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I read in 1 John 1 verse 7, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, the Lord add his blessing. While the children are being brought in, then let us sing together of Psalter 415, the sixth stanza. Who was he that fears Jehovah, walking with him day by day? God will lead him safely onward, guide him in the chosen way. And what follows? Psalter 415, the sixth stanza. Jackson Rayer, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jaden Lucas, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Micah Hubert, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Rachel Johanna, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Blake Allen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Sophia Jolene, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Charles John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza.
Thank you.
Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 397, the stanzas 4 through 8. Thy matchless goodness and Thy grace, Thy people shall commemorate, and all Thy truth and righteousness, my joyful song shall celebrate. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school, 397, 4 through 8. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 50 and there at verse 21. And now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Our text words speak of Joseph's special word to the brothers, including the little ones, with three thoughts. In the first place, the great concern about the little ones. Secondly, the nourishment for the little ones. And in the third place, the kindly words concerning the little ones. Joseph's special word to his brothers, including the little ones. The great concern about the little ones, the nourishment of the little ones, and the kindly words for the little ones. Beloved congregation, a few weeks ago we have heard how that the brothers of Joseph have come to Joseph with many a fear, because we read in this chapter that Joseph has said two times, fear not, to those brothers and fathers and mothers. What a blessing and what a privilege it is when we may come up to God's house. Also concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, that we may resemble a little way those brothers of Joseph, because we can understand when those brothers of Joseph have come to Joseph with their fears and with their trespasses, that they have not only come for themselves, but they have also come for those little ones. We read that expression, that term, little ones, in the Bible 40 times and 7 times in the book of Genesis. And then we have heard how that those brothers have come, that they have remembered their faults. That also been our case, fathers and mothers. When you have presented a little one by renewal for the sacrament, that you have remembered your faults and that you thought, I have not been a father and mother as I ought to be, not been enough on my knees, not enough concerns in the busyness of life for the souls of my dear children. And then we have heard those brothers, they were humbled. They have fallen on their faces, and they were given to ask for pardoning for the trespasses, but they have also made a special confession, because they have said to Joseph, thy servants, fathers and mothers, have you now, by the grace of God, have you now become a servant and a handmaiden of the Lord? A little hope that you are not a stranger of the things of free and sovereign grace. Then when that people, those brothers of Joseph, they have come with much trembling, with many fears. But now for the true church of God, they have become servants, they have become handmaidens, and that becomes visible in our life, because Christ has said, by their fruits ye shall know them. and those servants and those handmaidens, you'll find them oftentimes at the throne of grace, also sending many petitions up during their work. Oh, then they are given to confess as those brothers their trespasses and their sins, but then they are given to say, Ah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, that it is my desire to cast my lot within thy church, even when it causes many sacrifices and many afflictions, Lord. I need to be pardoned by that greater Joseph. Oh, for those brothers, they have heard in our text precious words concerning those little ones, but parents, and then in this morning hour, then the greater Joseph, in the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, then that Zephaneth Paneah, which means revealer of secrets and the savior of the world, then what wonderful things that he betrays in this morning hour, the great concern about the little ones. Because we have heard it last time that those brothers with that peradventure, but also will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us, O fathers and mothers. The Lord has created our parents, Adam and Eve, that they would also bring forth children in the likeness and image of God. But now through our deep fallen Adam, then I read in Genesis 5 verse 3 that Adam brought forth a child, a son, after his likeness and his image. Has that been your confession, fathers and mothers? That you have said, the Lord, I am now an unclean father and unclean mother, and now thou hast given unto me such a precious little gift. Thou requirest thy image back also in my little child. But my little child is conceived and born in sin. Do you do many times as those brothers at the throne of grace, given to confess your sins, the sins of your children, but that there may be a little begging, a storming of the throne of grace. With those brothers, they did not come with any rights. They did not come with a bag of money. Then their only hope was mercy, and that is the only hope for us and our children. And those little ones of the family of Jacob, we read in Genesis 15, verse 13, that the Lord has made known unto Abraham that he would be afflicted in Egypt. Thus the future was not so rosy for the family of Jacob, that they would be sorely afflicted and persecuted. And we know that another Pharaoh has come on the throne that knew not Joseph, and we know how sorely they have been persecuted. And what stands before us? The king is still on the throne. The Lord reigneth. Christ is still gathering the church. Therefore the earth may stand. Therefore the sacrament may be administered. But when we place the scriptures beside our times, when we think of Matthew 24, where Christ has spoken of the signs of the latter times, then what awaits us and our children, and to that end, to be concerned about our little ones, that with the Lord's help we may be given to instruct them in the things of the Lord. our second thought, the nourishment of the little ones. And then we read in our text, now therefore, fear ye not. Why did Joseph repeat those words, fear not, two times? In verse 19, we read, fear not. And in verse 20, even more personal, fear ye not. Why was it two times? Oh, in the first place, the Lord has a people that understands it, can be so assaulted, can be so attacked, and that awful unbelief. To have small thoughts of the Lord. Then in the second place, because the true child of God, they need a personal word. They need to hear that word, ye. And therefore, secondly, Joseph has said in our text, fear ye not. And what else? Oh, in the third place, the living church of God have a desire that they may hear the voice of the Lord by renewal, that it may be confirmed, and that therefore in our text that refers to the former verse, those brothers all come back. Congregation, let us always remember what a bitter thing that sin is, that the sweetness is so short-lived. Those brothers, if they could have done it over again, that cannot be with sin. We can never undo it. But now Joseph, to comfort them, but as for me, ye thought evil against me. Thus Joseph is first given to speak of responsibility and then of the sovereignty of God. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. And now Joseph has spoken. Oh, what tender words for those brothers. Oh, I think congregation can picture boys and girls, those brothers and Joseph all on the ground with their faces to the earth. Oh, for Joseph, his faithful God, by renewal fulfilled. There were times that it seemed that it could not, when he was in prison, forgotten by the butler. But then a Joseph, we have heard it last time, that Joseph has wept when he was given to remember also the faithfulness of his God, that by renewal those dreams have been fulfilled for him. And then I think, boys and girls, that those brothers, that secretly they have looked upward at the face of Joseph, whether Joseph's face was now angry or whether it was full of compassion. Have the examples, Esther 1, those seven chamberlains concerning King Ahasuerus, they have looked at the king's face. Think of Daniel 3. Then those three friends were given to see that Nebuchadnezzar, that his face has changed. Then we would think that those brothers of Joseph, that they have secretly glanced up at that face of Joseph. Is that also our life? also fathers and mothers. Do you know of those times? That is the most important. Also concerning your little ones. Ah, the face of the Lord. Psalm 106 verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto my people, ah Lord. Give thee many reasons. Because in Psalm 7 verse 11 it is written that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. But all when the Lord works, then we need that favor. And to receive those tokens of his favor, it is true, those tokens, they are not forgiveness. We need to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, of his passion, which is so richly portrayed in the sacrament of holy baptism. But now a wonder for those brothers. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. Has also been in this morning, parents, that the greater Joseph, that he has spoken in a special way with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Also concerning little ones. Ah, then that greater Joseph has declared that with him there is such a sufficiency. And what he read in Hebrews 7 verse 25, that he can save to the uttermost. Ah, that there is no sinner too black and too vile, but that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he cleanses from all sins. Ah, then the greater Joseph as ruler, then he has spoken similar, differently, but yet in similar ways to us and our children. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. Oh, we have heard precious things of the form which our forefathers have composed concerning the riches that lie in the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, for Joseph, then he has spoken to those brothers and their little ones that they would be nourished, that they would be fed, that they would be cared for, that they would be protected. And so it is also in the church. What precious things the Lord promises to the church, even in the way of the external administration of the covenant of grace. Think of the children of Israel. Think of the brothers of Joseph with their little ones, their families, As they have continued to dwell in the land of Egypt. Have they not experienced the special ways of the Lord? It is true, they were afflicted sorely, but otherwise they would have remained in Egypt, and they must travel, they must return to the promised land. And so the Lord also, let us never minimize it. Let us understand the blessing, the privilege, when in the Lord's providence we have been born and raised up under the truth, where it may be proclaimed how the Lord saves his church, the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit. The blessing and the privilege to be under the admonishments of the church, under the prayers of the church. There the Lord has promised in a special way to gather his church by word and by spirit. The psalmist has declared in Psalm 72 verse 5 that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure, throughout all generations other than that people of Israel. Then they were a separate people. They were a privileged people. They were a blessed people, but congregation, it is too short. We need the work of the Spirit in our heart. Do we not read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it was not all Israel that were Israel, that have passed through the sea, that have come under the cloud, that have passed through the waters? No. But under that people of Israel, the Lord has worked especially. And now in the New Testament, it has been broadened out in the church. And now Joseph has said that he would nourish them and their little ones. Our third thought, the kindly words for the little ones. And then Joseph has added not only nourishment, we need to be cared for also outwardly. Also for the family circles, with the high cost of living, then what cares and concerns there can be concerning our daily bread. Christ has taught his church, give us this day our daily bread, but not only to be nourished, but then we read further, and he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And in the margin, those words, spake kindly unto them, that he spoke to their hearts. Thus not only a promise of nourishment, but also to hear his kindly and his comforting words. Oh, what that must have been for those brothers. And the privilege, the upcoming generations, they were all included in those words. He had already spoken kindly. Ye meant evil, God meant it for good. O congregation, in our deep fallen Adam, we have meant it for evil, have tried to dethrone God, to become king ourselves, broken the covenant, transgressed the commandments, but now, through our deep fall, the Lord, already in the Council of Peace, sought, found out a way that sons and daughters, older ones, but also little ones, how they may be added as jewels to the meritorial crown of Christ Jesus, that the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That may be declared in the sacrament of holy baptism, the sign and the seal of the covenant. Then what Joseph has all spoken, 'tis not written, but he has comforted them and spoken kindly to their hearts. Then undoubtedly, then those brothers, they receive the freedom to unburden their hearts a little more concerning all their fears and concerning what they had done to their brother. Cast them into the pit, sold them, told a lie to their father. This all come back. But then he has comforted them. Are their souls in my midst that stand in need to be outwardly nourished, but also inwardly nourished? Christ is given through sacraments for the strengthening of the faith of his people. But what a riddles and what a perplexities there can be in the life of the true children of God. And then what a privilege when the greater Joseph, through his word, accompanied by his spirit, then they may receive those answers. They may receive that comfort, and that there is spoken to suit the riddles and the case of their heart. Then he spoke, and he comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. And what was not necessary, fathers and mothers, for those brothers, concerning what they have experienced when they have went to Joseph, concerning that nourishment and concerning those kindly words. Must they all keep it for themselves? Or must they return to their home, to their dear wives and the little ones? And then we know the answer. And even includes further generations, because they read in Exodus 10 verse 2 concerning the plagues and the signs that they were not only to tell their sons, but also their sons' sons. Read of the same instruction in Deuteronomy 4 verse 7, then what report must those brothers, when they return to their families, give? Oh, formerly, after that first visit, they have not given such a good report. Did not make those little ones jealous with a desire to go to Joseph, because they have portrayed him as a very harsh ruler. Then it was the calling of those brothers when they returned to their wives and their little ones to give a good report of Joseph. Oh, to tell their families, oh, wife and children, we have went with so many fears and great guilt because we have sold our brother. Oh, we were even afraid, perhaps, put in prison. But Joseph, he has spoken such tender words, 2 times, fear not. And then he has promised. He promised that before in Genesis 45 that he would nourish them. There was yet 5 years of famine. This old wife and children, Joseph has promised that he would nourish us, care for us, and then he has spoken such kindly words. And boys and girls, sons and daughters, my children, Joseph also had a special word for you as little ones. And now in this morning hour, the greater Joseph. Our Joseph was only a faint type of that greater Joseph. The Lord Jesus Christ, he has given us his word. He speaks encouragement, of course, also admonitions against who trample upon his word, who live in the world, then it shall not go well. He has given his word, and in this morning, then the greater Joseph grants that the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered. and of fathers and mothers, then what a solemn calling that you have concerning your little ones to speak rightly of the Lord and of a son. Speak of all his attributes, of his justice, his righteousness, his holiness, his long-suffering, but also of his goodness and of his mercy. The Father has given his dear son, when your children may become a little older, to explain what has taken place in the sacrament of holy baptism, that they have become a God-bearer and, of course, godly example. Otherwise, it shall not, humanly speaking, have much effect, that the little ones can oftentimes see that father and mother have been in the presence of Joseph in their inner chamber. Sometime that can be seen when they come out with still the tears, which they could not all wash away, to give a good report of Joseph, that our children may be aroused to a holy jealousy. Oh, in our text, then Joseph has spoken comforting words. But what comforting words the greater Joseph has spoken concerning the little ones. In Matthew 19, verse 14, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for if such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard in this morning hour that Joseph has spoken comforting words to his brothers, also concerning their little ones. And then we have also beheld wonderful things in this morning, where thy dear son, as the greater Joseph, declares his great love and his sacrifice, the blood which he has shed, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Then by renewal we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, where they shall return to their homes with their little children, bearers of the name of the fathers, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Ah, Lord, wilt thou take them under thy good and thy kind protection? May it please thee to spare them for the parents and the parents for them many years. But, O Lord, above all things, wilt thou magnify thy grace also early in the hearts of those little ones. May we be given to ask great things of thee. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us on this day. May we keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. Hear, my children, hear, saith the Lord who bore thee. Never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek preparatory service on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. and the Banner of Truth and Learning and Living are at the exit. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.